Hey, Nick here. Millions of people have used bodybuilding.com's 4, 8, and 12-week challenges to change their lives, and we've got a great one coming up. But this isn't the same old weight loss challenge. It's called Mission Possible, and we're doing it together with Possible Pat Bracco. Pat was over 600 pounds and lost well over 300 of them. We had him on the podcast recently, and you can watch his video on our YouTube channel as well. During this challenge, he'll be sharing advice live multiple times a week. The winners are whoever can lose the greatest percentage of body weight by the end of the year. This is important stuff, so go to bodybuilding.com/possible to learn more and sign up.
Hey everyone, welcome to the bodybuilding.com podcast. I'm Nick Coleus. This is co-host, physique coach, Heather Eastman.
Hello.
And today we have our first repeat guest, repeat offender. It's Pat, possible Pat Bracco. Thanks
hey,
for coming
everyone,
back.
How you doing?
I don't want to dwell too much on backstory because it's all out there. You can read Pat's story on bodybuilding.com. You can hear our previous podcast. He's done an 11-episode series on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
And you've shared a ton on social media and on possiblepat.com, which you own now. That's a good get.
Thank you.
But the last time we talked to you, I think you were something like 4 weeks out from a show, which
almost
is
exactly 4 weeks out.
The WBFF Transformation Division.
Correct. And I went on to qualify for London. So in two and a half weeks, I'll be in London competing for the crown of best transformation.
Okay. And this was just a few years after waking up well over 600 pounds too.
Yes,
so
correct.
That's quite a journey. We talked about like what would happen if you didn't win. But let's get the story though. Like, first of all, who are you competing against when you went down there? This was in Arizona. Right? Who were the people that were on stage with you?
Just other weight loss people that wanted to step on stage, maybe overcome some fears. Mm-hmm. Some people were still in their journey, so it was a positive moment. And when I first went on, I thought it was going to be real competitive. I thought, you know, oh my God, I'm going to have to go against, you know, whoever it was. But it was morally like, wow, your story's awesome, and congratulating each other. And London is going to be a different story, though.
Yeah.
I'm competing in London.
so now, how is it set up? Like, you go on stage, and where's your story woven
so
into
it's,
it?
It's just as...
Bring a video, or...?
It's just as a... any bodybuilding thing, so you get your minute and a half. Mm-hmm. You go on stage, you do your posing, or at the time they're reading your story. So as you're posing, or if you want to just stand there, whatever the case is, I posed. I didn't work 14 weeks to not pose. So I went on stage, I posed, and they just told my backstory and from how I got from 605 pounds to where I was that day.
Mm. And wow. 14 weeks, though, at that moment when you
I mean,
finally,
it was 14 weeks of knowing I was doing a show.
Years.
But it was 3 years of prep for me. Everyone was like, how long are you on prep for? 3 years.
And when you're standing on the edge of the stage walking out there,
the audience
you ready for
went
that?
Crazy. At first, I was just like, what are people going to think? Do I look good enough? You know, I have scars from loose skin surgery. I don't look like everyone else. And to be honest, people were amazed, and it was a beautiful moment for me, and I got to overcome some fears.
Mm-hmm. But you've also done some modeling and things in the interim. You've done photo shoots for us.
Yes,
so it's not like
definitely.
you're not. This isn't the first time that you've had to show yourself at this point. Luckily,
it was just it was different. You know, I had these tiny little shorts on, no shirt. Now normally I have a shirt and pants on.
Okay,
and
it's the full on banana hammock.
And then it was like 200 people in the audience, so I was like, 200 people get to see me in these booty shorts. And I was like, and my fiance's here. Great.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like, because we spoke to you before the competition, you kind of had a lot of apprehension. It sounds like you've gotten over that hump, and now you're going into, even though London is a bigger competition, you're kind of going in a little bit more, would you say, confident?
More confident, definitely. And this time, it's easier for me. So knowing that I can accomplish it made this time a lot easier. My workouts, you know, the prep, everything is easier because I already know I can do it. And sometimes we get faced with challenges and we don't believe in ourselves. But once you believe in yourself and you...
Don't tell me you doubted yourself.
Not that I doubted myself, but it was just something new. Like, I didn't know that I can cut water for 3 days. I was just like, man, what am I going to do? I'm a fail, and I'm going to drink a gallon of water right before I go on stage, and I'm not going to have no abs or nothing.
Just chug
some
it.
People do it. Like, I've seen people actually at that show just like, I can't do it. And it's just drinking water. And I was just, I stood mentally strong. And to be honest, it wasn't really mental. It was the mirror. I was like, oh, my God, I look like this? I don't want to eat nothing. I don't want to drink no water. I don't want to eat a carb, nothing. I want to stay how I look right now.
And I do have to ask, what was it like right after the show? Because a lot of competitors will go out and just binge. Did you, knowing that you'd won, kind of?
So I had two donuts.
Two donuts.
First time I had donuts in probably over a year.
Did you carefully pick the donuts out, or was it like the first two donuts you happened to grab?
No, the day before, we went to this best donut place I've ever been to in life. They had so many different donuts.
And you picked, like, give me that
two.
One? Give
I want that one and that one.
Which, tell us about these donuts. These are pretty special.
One was a maple glazed bacon donut.
All right. Oh, that's pretty good
then
choice.
The other one was a Captain Crunch donut.
What?
Captain Crunch. It was like filled with Captain Crunch and had crunch berries on top.
Not just topped with. It was filled with Captain Crunch. Okay.
Yeah. And I didn't.
Can you do that?
Everyone's like, are you going to post a picture of that? I'm like, no, I can't show my followers of me. And everyone's going to think it's all right.
And then you had them for a day and you're just like.
I had that. And then I went to dinner. I got a steak. Mm-hmm. I didn't even get dessert that night. My son's birthday was the next day. I didn't eat cake. I did go to Vegas to take a week off. And I had about 3 cheat meals. Came back and got right back on the prep.
Wow.
Because. I think it's because I had another show coming up that I didn't take a lot of time off. Mm-hmm. So maybe 4 or 5 cheat meals.
Okay, that's pretty good.
So now we've talked with a lot of different competitors at different levels on the podcast about, you know, their first time, their 10th time. What do you feel like, what's the great lesson for you from this experience? As somebody who's never done this sort of thing before, when it was over, what did you think? Like, all right, what's the lesson that I'm going to take away from this or share with all the people who are following you who are not ever going to compete potentially?
It's definitely a challenge, but taking yourself through this challenge, you really get to see that I can really design my body how I want to. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have much time from surgery to my show. It was under a year. Mm-hmm. So. And then it was only 6 months of actually working out. So the fact that I can do what I did in 6 weeks, I just tell people, imagine what you can do with 6 months or 3 years. So that's just one of the beautiful things, that you're in control of your destiny and mm-hmm. you're in control of the way you look and how you want to be. Mm-hmm. So that's what I got out of it.
Were you family in the audience?
Yes. My mom flew in from Philadelphia. So she flew cross country to come see me. My sister, my fiance, and about 100 of my followers came, and it was amazing.
Wow.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
It
well,
was amazing. Fantastic. I didn't expect it. And then at the end, we took this massive picture of all of us just out front. So,
very cool.
Is your family at this point, like, are you still blowing their mind, or is there anything that can even surprise them at this point?
I think my wife's over it. She's like, okay, I get it. You look good now. Get out the mirror. And it's not that. I'm conceited or cocky or by any means. It's the fact that I've never seen this person. Mm. And till this day, I still see my body changing. Mm-hmm. And it's all new for me. Like every day I wake up and there's something, I notice something different. And the fact that I came from 600 pounds, it's really new to me. So sometimes I amaze myself. Sometimes I may feel like I don't look good. And then I'll see pictures and I'm like, did I really look like that? Mm-hmm. And then I'll be amazed again, and that's what honestly keeps me wanting to keep moving forward. To
blowing your own mind, then.
Yeah, the results have been one of my biggest motivations, mm-hmm. besides family and health. But knowing, just seeing the changes, mm-hmm. it's a beautiful thing.
Right, and Heather's spoken to this in the past. That this is no joke, though, in terms of how tough it is for a family too.
Yeah,
though. Prep is no joke.
My son didn't care. Mm-hmm. He ate Cheetos. He ate whatever he wanted. My wife, actually, she spent the last 8 weeks with me prepping. So she had a great transformation in the 8 weeks as well.
Oh, good for her.
But she killed it. She absolutely killed it and supported me the whole way. And it made her see the same things I was seeing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she went not having no abs to abs in 8 weeks. And she was like, I think I like this. Yeah. So now we're working out every day where she's still eating clean, and which is amazing because it's the first time ever for her. You know, she's not overweight by any means, mm-hmm. but she's the first time being fit. So it's been a growing experience for my family. And even my son, you know, sometimes, yeah, I give him Cheetos, but 90% of the time he's eating chicken and rice with me. Mm-hmm. And he loves it.
Oh, yeah.
So what you do is you take the chicken and rice and you sprinkle the Cheetos on
top.
There
you go. That's how you get it. Just the sprinkling of, like, fairy dust, the Cheetos. Right.
No, you have to hide the Cheetos. Because if he sees them, there's no more chicken and rice. He's going to pick one.
Bury it in the rice that he gets.
Well, and that's what's so cool about your story is that you do have this long-term transformation for your followers who do have so much weight to lose. But then you also have shorter little kind of, like you said, you know, your wife, 8 weeks, boom, she sees a difference. And that's kind of what's so cool about it is that you're able to appeal to such a wide audience because of your journey.
Yes. And I am able to touch a lot of people because obviously being 600 pounds and having 340 pounds to lose, you know, I faced every journey. I faced the, I have 5 pounds to lose. Oh, I just want to lower my body fat. Oh, I have 50, I have 100. I've walked in almost everyone's shoes when it comes to weight loss, unless someone had 400 pounds to lose.
Oh, see, that's,
I mean, to meet him.
Yeah. This could be actually, the person you're facing on stage, right?
To be honest, I have someone that follows me, and he actually did a challenge that I did a while ago, and he was 700 pounds.
Oh.
And he has, I think, upwards of 450 pounds to lose. Hmm. And he's in his journey. He hasn't lost yet, but he's down 200 pounds.
Good for him.
So
yeah.
So he's definitely a good guy. Definitely. Yeah.
You showed him it's possible.
Yeah, definitely possible. Well, and
yeah, that was going to be one of my questions, though. Like, you've as we discussed last time, you've been in dialogue with a lot of people who are on the before end of this, where it's like, I need to do this. What sort of stories have you been hearing from people about, oh my God, I can't believe what I achieved. You know, somebody who maybe didn't do everything you did, but has still been achieving something incredible.
You know what? A lot of people have hit me up and said, you know, since I started following you, you know, I've lost 100 pounds or I lost 60 pounds. Or even I talked to this young lady the other day on one of my lives on Instagram, and she lost 130 pounds. Hmm. And I'm getting to a lot of people losing the weight and just stopping. And that's one of the things I don't want people to do. Mm-hmm. I don't want people to feel like, oh, I lost 100 pounds and I'm good. Because that's how I felt when I first started, mm-hmm. that I would lose 100 pounds and I would be fine. I would be perfectly fine. And I lost 100 pounds and honestly, I felt better, I looked better, and I could have stopped there. But sometimes you really need to figure out what's healthy for you. Mm-hmm. And not just set a pound goal. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I want to show people, you know, mm-hmm. take it all the way. Don't have halfway your journey.
Yeah, what does come next? If somebody's like, you know, I don't want to stop at 100 pounds weight loss, but I don't necessarily want to go to the stage either.
Right, yeah, what I don't necessarily want to compete.
So, I mean, there's, in my opinion, the stage is like the last step. You know, I've reached all my goals. I'm at a healthy body fat percentage. I've overcame diseases. I've overcame, you know, everyday activity. I'm healthy and I feel good. And that's where I want people to get to. It's not necessarily about stepping on stage. It's about taking your body to the point that not only are you confident, but you feel and you look great. And that's what a lot of people need to chase, not just the look, but the feeling, mm-hmm. you know. And to be honest, a lot of people should get checked out, should really know where they need to be, because I have people that follow me that tell me I'm 5'4", and I want to weigh 180 pounds. And I'm like, that's not right. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. you were 280, and you may be 200 now, and you may feel like, oh, 20 pounds, I'll be good, but 180 pounds at 5'4 just isn't healthy.
That's right.
So you're still overweight. So my thing is, it's not a fight for a look. It's a fight against obesity. Let's lower our body fat percentages to a healthy point, not overweight. Mm-hmm. And that's really the goal. Mm-hmm. It's not if you want to step on stage, just be healthy.
And you're really the only ambassador that can say that because you've experienced both of those spectrums. You know, a lot of fit people
53% body fat
haven't really gotten to feel what
when I first got it measured
body fat feels like.
Before
yeah.
it was just like off the chain numbers. Like, I couldn't even get it done. Right. But after losing 100 pounds, I was 53% body fat.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a challenge coming up that you're doing with bodybuilding.com as well that ties into all of this, right? Tell us about that.
So we really want to give back and help some people like me or some people that have the 100 pounds to lose feel comfortable in actually joining challenges. Because I know when I was 600 pounds, I joined the challenge, but I never posted. I didn't complete it. And I mean, even though I went on to lose the weight, but I didn't complete the actual challenge. I didn't try to compete because I never felt like I was acceptable. Me losing 50 pounds versus someone else losing 50 pounds is a big difference, mm-hmm. especially if they only had 50 pounds to lose. So we wanted to really target a longer challenge because normally challenges are 8 weeks. And we want to really give people time to experience what you can do with that time. Mm-hmm. So if I'm not mistaken, we'll start it in October and it'll mm-hmm. go through the end of the year.
But you can sign up before then.
Yes, in August. Okay. August, we plan on kicking off registration, I believe, while I'm in London. And hopefully when I get crowned.
That'll be good. Well, and it's you're crossing through all of the holidays, but kind of deliberately.
Yes, you know what? And that's one of the things that, in my opinion, is a great idea. Because a lot of people battle with food. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people that are overweight, that's their comfort. That's what they turn to. And even during the holidays, it's what makes them happy during the holidays. Mm-hmm. You know, even when I did my show, I remember talking about it last time, first thing I thought about, what am I going to cheat with? Like, I still had the mindset of when I was overweight, like turning to food for whether it's me being sad or happiness. And I want to show people that you don't necessarily have to turn to food for that. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's right. It's about hanging out with your family and coming together, and it doesn't have to be all about the food.
Yeah. And you really just need to realize food has a purpose, and it's really just to keep you going, to fuel you. And a lot of people get away from that, even myself. So maybe through the 16 weeks, we help people overcome some obstacles that they've never been able to overcome and actually start looking at food differently.
Mm-hmm. So over the course of the 16 weeks, what's going to happen?
Yes.
What are you
going to
be doing?
Well, Halloween, so no candy on Halloween. Thanksgiving. Now, I'm not going to tell people not to do Thanksgiving, and hopefully me and bodybuilding.com can come up with some great healthy alternatives during the day. So that's what I do on Thanksgiving. My wife will tell you, she'll make candy yams with marshmallows, brown sugar, and everything in it, and then she'll just make me a plain old sweet potato. Mm-hmm.
Which is still delicious.
Still delicious. And sometimes we'll add, you know, something to it that maybe doesn't have as much sugar, or maybe we'll use an alternative. And then we'll do this healthy out. Instead of potato salad, we'll do like a quinoa salad. So we have healthy options, even though we still have the unhealthy options for everyone else that aren't on the journey that, mm-hmm. you know, that really want to enjoy the food that day. But my family's really getting closer and closer to, you know, it all being healthy. And mm-hmm. to be honest, you have to learn. So you may feel like, oh, these foods are great. And it's because you haven't experienced other foods. You haven't tried other foods. You haven't, you know, let your body adapt to them. Mm-hmm. So now, like, I have a quinoa salad. I'm like, yes, carbs. Mm-hmm. They're delicious.
I'm excited.
So now over the course of the 16 weeks, are you going to be offering advice, guidance? What are you going to be doing?
So my plan, so obviously I've been thinking, like, mm-hmm. after London, what's next? What is Possible Pat going to do next? And the challenge came to light. And I was like, well, that's great. Now I have something to do over the next 16 weeks. So not only, I'm going to do the challenge with people. Mm-hmm. So when I'm in London after my show, I'll have a cheat week.
Cheat week. Oh, you're gonna load it up this time.
I'm in London.
Kind of like,
I have to experience London and
there's some excellent food for
yeah,
sure.
So yeah. I'm gonna have a cheat week, and when we start the challenge, I plan on, you know, reaching some new goals for myself and helping people reach their goals. So we plan on doing Facebook Lives, maybe twice a week, where we do live call-ins. We really help people figure out what's going on, why they're not reaching their goals, and help them get to the next level. We'll be offering recipes, workouts throughout the course of the 16 weeks. I really trying to work on this 16 weeks building how to lose weight. mm-hmm. not just, you know, here's the challenge. You got to do it by yourself. We'll see you in 16 weeks. Yeah. We'll post a motivational video every week. Sometimes when you're in my shoes, you need a little bit more guidance. Sometimes you just need, you know, someone in your face telling you, like, put the cookie down. I just did a video the other day, hide the cookies. And, you know, sometimes we need to be told what to do and stop waiting. And hopefully this challenge will get people started and stop putting it off till tomorrow.
Sure.
Well, and then I heard that you also have a category that's purely, you know, most motivational. And that sounds like a shout out to kind of the Pat from 3 years ago that was like, you know, I don't feel like losing 50 pounds is enough, but I'm still doing it. I'm in it. So
yeah,
tell me
definitely,
about that.
Definitely. We wanted, obviously there could only be one male, one female winner, but then there'll also be a motivational winner. The person that, you know, that just kept going the whole mm-hmm. time, or maybe this person didn't have a lot of weight to lose. Maybe this person was just there to support others, or, you know, just posting his workouts mm-hmm. or his meals. And, you know, sometimes that really it's like a domino effect. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, you may be losing 20, 30 pounds and people tell me, well, I haven't accomplished what you accomplished. But there's someone watching you, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's in your office, a family member, someone at your kid's school. They're seeing you make a difference and it's registering in their head that, oh, this can be done. You know, he lost 20 pounds. Why can't I do it? Mm-hmm. So most motivational.
Very cool. I like
it. So how are the winners being selected, the male and female winners?
We're going to do most percentage of body. Mm-hmm. So the weight you lost compared to your body, mm-hmm. your body weight.
Okay. And over the course of 16, if somebody's—
almost 4 months.
If somebody's looking at that, 4 months, what's possible in 4 months for somebody, do you think?
So in 90 days, which is 3 months, I lost 100 pounds. Mm. And that was just me guessing. There wasn't, mm-hmm. you know, there wasn't no one helping me. There wasn't no one that I followed or looked up to that I was getting advice from. Everything I did was purely online, just Googling. And hopefully we eliminate that and we give you somewhere to go, somewhere to feel confident, somewhere to look up these things, and somewhere to, you know, you wake up every morning and you're like, I'm gonna go to this page because I know I need the motivation today. Mm-hmm. And I believe over 4 months, I ended up losing like another 30 pounds. So I ended up losing 130 pounds in 4 months. It slowed down after that, but yeah. You know, just starting and getting rid of all the sodas and sugars and pizzas and everything bad, mm-hmm. you know, that was step one for me. And people don't realize once you eliminate that, you're going to lose weight.
Right.
You're going to lose weight. And sometimes it's not as complicated as people make it. You know, they say, you know what? I'm a juice for the next 100 days. Mm-hmm. And I tell people, like, do a diet that you can see yourself doing for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you don't want to fast for 16 hours for the rest of your life, or you don't want to juice for the rest of your life, just do something you can maintain, because at the end of the day, it's not just about going through these 16 weeks. It's about going through the next 16 years or 20 years of your life and living healthy and never going back to the old you.
Joanna, what's the name of the challenge?
Mission Possible.
Mission Possible, I like, if legal allows us, right?
Yes, if legal allows us, yes.
At bodybuilding.com and through Possible Pat's many social outlets. Check it out, people. Thanks again for coming.
Yes,
and visiting.
Thank you
us.
So much. I hope that we save some lives and change some.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely.